ready, boys. Raising these seats should be a simple operation. Step number one. Hitch up your pants so your butt crack doesn't show. That's right. Very good. Now listen. Watch the master and do exactly what I do at all times. All right? Here we go. All right. Step number two. We loosen the nut under here. All right? This one's a little tight. Knock here. We just...
Super side.
Hey, why don't we start a Mighty Mutant Super Kids Club?
Yeah, but it has to be a secret. We can't tell anybody.
Especially grown-ups.
Yeah.
I propose we take an oath. Do we swear never to tell anyone about the Mighty Mutant Super Kids Club?
I swear.
And if you tell, you have to pull out your toenails and eat them.
Ew! Lisa, you're gross.
Yeah. Now we need to pick a president.
I pick me. All in favor say Aaron rules. Perhaps our leader should be whoever is able to purchase a Mighty Mutant Super Fortress.
How are we gonna get all that money without telling anyone?
Whoever figures that out deserves to be president.
Yeah.
Hey, Deej, the Giants are playing the Dodgers, and I got an extra ticket.
Oh, thanks, Kimmy, but if I want to see a man spit and scratch, I'll just watch Joey polish the silver. I figured you wouldn't want to go, so I asked Nelson. Kimmy, I only broke up with a guy a few weeks ago.
I know. I'm going for that rebound thing. Do you mind? You're not jealous, are you?
Of you and Nelson? Somehow I don't think so.
Oh, so just because Nelson's rich and handsome, he couldn't possibly be interested in me?
No, I didn't mean it that way. I just meant that we're different. I mean, some people like steak and some people like chicken.
Are you calling me a chicken?
No, of course not. Tell you what, you can be the steak.
Oh, so now I'm a pig.
Kimmy, steak comes from a cow.
A cow? That's the final insult.
Hey, Nikki, Alex, come here, give your uncle a hug.
Hi.
Thank you. Oh! Hey, so what'd you guys do at the park?
I ate dirt.
Why?
I told them to.
Stephanie,
What are you doing here? Why are you using my Kiss t-shirt as a rag?
Because it was in the rag pile?
Rag pile? Who put it in the rag? Why was it in the rag pile?
Well, I put it in the rag pile. You never wear that shirt.
Well, that's just my Kiss t-shirt. We're saving it for sentimental reasons.
Man, I used to love Kiss. Remember the guy with the tongue? Rock and roll!
Oh, that's nice. Nice role model, Joey. Thanks.
Come on, boys. I'll show you how to lick a stamp when it's already in the mailbox.
Well, honey, I'm really sorry about your shirt. I didn't realize you were such a big Kiss fan.
Well, I'm not. It's just it was a gift, you know?
I see. What was her name?
Why do you automatically assume it was a woman? You see what I have dealing with here? It was Alison White, actually. She was the first girl I ever took to a concert. There, you happy now? You badgered it out of me.
Well, I can't believe you lost every tie I ever bought you and you saved that shirt for 15 years.
It's actually 14 years.
Well, this girl was obviously very special to you.
No. I mean, if she was so special, we would have gone through with a marriage.
You were engaged to her?
Well, not engaged. Engaged like we were engaged. I mean, things are different, you know? When you're 16, you're at a drive-in, the windows are up, you're not getting enough oxygen, you'll say anything. Look, didn't you have some guy in your past that I don't know about?
Well, sure I did. A ton of them.
A ton, huh? Is that one really big fat one or a bunch of little ones?
It was a lot of good-looking ones with really nice hair.
Make me laugh.
Would you like me to make a list for you?
Fine.
See, that was a bad move.
And I'll make a list for you.
Fine. See, that was a really bad move.
Absolutely not.
Joey, can I have $39?
Absolutely. Danny, can I borrow $39?
Absolutely not. Michelle, what's going on?
That's a secret.
Fine, honey. You keep your secret, and I'll keep my $39.
Okay. But swear you won't tell, or you have to eat toenails.
That's a standard oath. Just go with it.
Okay, I swear.
Okay. We started a Mighty Mutant Super Kids Club, and it's my first secret club, and it's really cool. Whoever gets a super fortress gets to be president. Let's go!
Michelle, come on. It's not your birthday, and it's not Christmas. And I think $39 is too much for a toy.
Plus, even if you could squeeze the money out of them, you'd never be able to get a hold of a super fortress. They're sold out in every toy store in town.
How would you know that?
Well, I might just have my name on a few waiting lists.
Nelson, I didn't know you were coming over.
Kimmy asked me to meet her here. Her mom's having an electrolysis party.
So how have you been?
No, I'm keeping busy. Not with anyone in particular. Just lots of different people.
Yeah, me too. Lots of different people. Who can keep count? A one-armed man? Good evening, all. Kimmy? You look so lifelike.
Actually, you look lovely. You know, we still have some time before the game. Would you like to go to Chez Nous, get some crepe Suzette?
Well, I'm not that into Greek food, but, si, senor.
Well, I guess we better get going. Allow me.
Oh, no, no, no. Allow me.
I must report, I failed dismally at procuring a super fortress.
Me too, what he said.
Who is it?
Dad!
You can't come in! You could be Fungo, the evil wizard!
I got popcorn!
Bring it on, Fungo!
Hey! Whoa! Hey, it sure looks like the Mighty Mutant Super Kids Club has super appetites.
Hey! That's a secret! How did you know we were the Mighty Mutant Super Kids Club?
Well, I don't know. You just seem so mighty and mutant-like.
Shell, you told our secret.
Is this good popcorn or what?
Don't fill up on popcorn, Michelle. You're eating toenails.
You're out of the club. Let's go.
I'm afraid we'll need that headband.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, Michelle, come on. I'm sorry. It was an accident.
Best secret club in the whole world, and I'm out of it.
How could I just blurt out Michelle's secret like that?
Hey, you made a mistake. Doesn't make you a bad person. Just a bad person to tell a secret to.
Hey, honey, how's it going?
I tell you, but you blab.
Can't you just call your friends and apologize?
I called Derek. He said I should find a new social circle. Come on, Comet. We'll start our own circle.
Well, there goes my Father of the Year award.
I'll bet you she'd forgive you if you got her back in that club.
How am I supposed to do that?
Well, the word is on the street that the toy basement is expecting a big shipment of super fortresses coming up from Panama tomorrow.
So you're saying that I should just throw Principal right out the window and buy Michelle's way back into the club?
Exactamundo.
That could work.
Aunt Becky, are you busy?
Oh, no, I'm just making up a list of all the guys I went out with and all the guys I wish I'd gone out with and a few guys I made up just to drive your uncle crazy.
Relationships are so confusing, even when they're over. I broke up with Nelson, but he went out with Kimmy last night, and it's driving me crazy.
Well, do you want to get back together with Nelson?
No, I just don't want Kimmy to have him either. That sounds bad, doesn't it?
Nah. Everybody gets jealous sometimes. The important thing is how you handle it. I am making up a phony list. Larry... Couchman. Larry Couchman.
Hey, Beck. Oh, sorry. Am I interrupting you guys?
No, it's okay. I'm leaving. Thanks for listening, Aunt Becky.
You're welcome.
So, Beck, you ready to take a stroll down Ex-Lover's Lane?
That's your list?
Yep. Oh, well, I narrowed it down to just the ones I really cared about.
I may need some more time.
No. Time's up. It's time for you to read. Go ahead.
Rebecca, 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 Rebecca. How many Rebeccas did you date?
Only one. She's more important than any ratty old Kiss t-shirt or any ratty old girlfriend or anything else that happened in my life before you came into it.
Oh, honey. It's a good thing that we love each other so much and we have nothing to be jealous of.
Right. Except, of course, that lift you're trying to hide.
What lift?
That lift.
Honey.
Who's Vito Entebellini?
Attention shoppers, the toy basement will be opening in 10 seconds. Please, no pushing.
Get up, Ned. Yes.
Come on.
Danny, give me your hand.
Not now, Joey.
Come on, come over here.
What?
All right. Jess, here, put your foot in here.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Now, get a closer look.
Yeah, much closer look.
One,
two. Danny, don't be a fool.
If I don't come out, tell the girls I love them a lot and never forget to use a coaster.
Excuse me. Pardon me, coming through.
Let's go. Joey, I got one. Basement, please.
Are you okay?
I hurt my finger, mister. I think it's broken.
Oh, let's take a look here.
Hey, Ma, I got one.
Hey, give me that back. That's mine.
I believe that toy belongs to my daughter.
Gee, your hand smells terrific.
Got one! It's all mine! Sorry, lady, I thought your legs were wider. Ow, your purse was softer.
Hey, Danny, how'd it go over there?
Not well.
Attention, shoppers. We're sorry to announce we're temporarily out of super fortresses.
Jesse!
Oh, man!
Come on, Jesse. Are you okay, buddy?
Yeah.
Come on.
I messed up my hair. Oh, look what they did to Mr. Goodpart.
Hey, shake it off. We gotta get you home.
Come on, let's go.
Come on, buddy. You okay?
Hey, guys. You looking for super fortresses?
Could you pass me another muffin, please? Thanks. I am so beautiful to me.
I just lost my appetite.
Oh, in that case, you won't be needing this. Thank you.
Hey, Kimmy, how's it... What the heck is that on your neck? Looks like a hickey. Don't tell me Nelson gave you a love bite.
Sorry, not the type to be nibbled until...
Kimmy, I want you to know that whatever happened between you and Nelson, and I don't need details, I wish you the best.
Well, Deej, I thought you said that Nelson couldn't be interested in me.
I know. I'm sorry. I guess the only reason I said that was because I was jealous.
You were jealous of me? Wow. My whole life, you were always up here, and I was always down here. Now I'm up here, and you're down here. Cool.
Kimmy, I'd like to think of it more as here.
I can live with that. Thanks, Deej.
Kimmy, there's a picture on the sports page that looks just like you.
Oh, it couldn't be. Gotta go. Hold it. Says here, an overexcited fan leaned over the fence to pinch the bat boy and took a foul ball to the neck.
Kimmy!
The worst part is, I missed the bat boy and got a handful of Tommy Lasorda.
Bye. See you. Bye.
Michelle, why did your dad call us all here?
I don't know. He's not home yet.
It better be good.
That's just what I was thinking. Dad, what happened to your shirt?
Same thing that happened to my ribs, but you can see it. All right, Aaron, Derek, Lisa, I got a little business proposition for you guys.
We're listening.
All right. This club means a lot to Michelle. If you guys let her back in, I'll give you what's in the bag.
Without seeing it,
You must think we're stupid. I'm afraid in his own rude way. Aaron is right, sir.
Okay, you guys drive a hard bargain, but feast your eyes on...
Super Fortress!
Super Fake!
Yeah, this is not an official Super Fortress. Super Mandy looks like Abraham Lincoln.
And I believe the evil Fungo bears a striking resemblance to Herbert Hoover. This is just a cheap imitation.
Cheap? I paid $75 to a guy in an alley for this stuff.
$75? Ha! They saw you coming.
Stop it! It's not funny!
It's okay, honey. It's okay.
No. You tried harder than anyone to help me. Your shirt got all ripped and you got all dirty. I think you're the best dad in the whole world.
Oh, thank you.
That's real sweet. But you're still out of the club.
Who cares about your stupid club? I'll start my own club and none of you guys can be in it.
Wait a minute. That's not right. Whole reason to be in a club in the first place is to hang out with your friends and have fun. But if you're going to fight all the time, what fun is that?
Well, what fun is having a secret if somebody blabs it?
Our young mutant friend here makes a good point. Okay, perhaps it was a mistake for Michelle to tell me about your secret club.
Big mistake.
And it was a mistake for me to blab it to you guys.
Bigger mistake.
And it was a mistake for me to try and bribe her way back into the club. We're all in agreement that mistakes were made here. But that doesn't mean you guys can't be friends. You still like each other, don't you?
I still like Michelle.
Me too.
Yeah, I like you too.
I like you guys too.
I think Michelle should be reinstated.
Why don't we just let her back in?
Right. Ready? Mighty
Mutant Super Kids!
And their dads.
Dad, don't push it.
Right. Well, you guys have fun. I'm gonna start my own club, the Mighty Mutant I'm All Alone Dad Club.
Yeah! Let's mutate!